Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I have come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, The Covenant Song. This is from the ministry recording called Help Me to Remember. This album is a 14-song collection, especially for those who are going through the process of grief. Some of the songs are from Father God's point of view and are meant to bring comfort to those who mourn. All the songs are meant to be conduits of God's love and presence to broken, grieving hearts. I love today's song. I love today's podcast. Today's podcast is all about the importance of friendship and how friends help one another through the process of grief and mourning. As I said earlier, today's song is called The Covenant Song. And it came to me a little after midnight on October 6th of 1998 for a friend I'll call Paul, since that's his real name. While writing the book these songs are based on, that book also called Help Me to Remember, I went through a lot of self-discovery. I discovered some good things God had done in me, and I discovered some things I still needed him to work on, and I realized early on that I experienced much more loss than I ever realized, and I found that I didn't always respond to that loss very well. But since God is a Redeemer, I've been able to see His redeeming hand at work in leading me through the grief process. I've also discovered that I am not alone. Of course, Christ never leaves me and never forsakes me, but neither do some people. I realized that during times in my past when I felt lonely, I did not need to be alone. If one wants or needs a friend, often stepping out and being a friend is what is required. I've learned many lessons concerning what it means to befriend another, especially during times of grief and loss. For instance, when does a friend love? According to God's word, a friend loves at all times. I mean, even when lashed out by the ones you love? Even then. Remember, a wounded person tends to wound others out of the need for self-preservation. Yes, a friend loves at all times, even when dragged into battle with those he befriends. Even then. A friend loves even when those he loves are unloving in return. A friend is available at all times and under any condition. I don't mean that you have to drop everything and run each time a friend calls for help. Boundaries are there for a reason. But a friend always offers a shoulder to lean on. Even though I might not be able to see or touch my friend in the heat of the battle, I'm comforted in knowing that he is emotionally and spiritually there for me. With my friends, especially my inner circle friends, we have a covenant that joins us together at the heart. Just as God has a covenant between himself and us as new creations, I consider my close friends to be in an unspoken yet understood covenant relationship with me. And just what is a covenant? In a worldly sense, a covenant is a written agreement or promise, usually under seal, between two or more parties, especially for the performance of some action. But God initiated a covenant with mankind by offering His Son, Jesus, as an offering to pay the debt of our sin by His death, the shedding of blood as atonement on the cross. God determined the elements of the covenant and confirmed His covenant with humanity. It is unilateral. We are recipients, not contributors. We are not expected to offer elements to the bond. We are called to accept it as offered, to keep it as demanded, and to receive the results that God, by oath, assures will not be withheld. What that literally means is that even if we don't uphold our end of the agreement to walk relationally with God, He still upholds His end of the agreement by not withholding His love, regardless of whether we return that love or not. That's pretty amazing, if you ask me. That's the kind of friend I want to be to my own friends here on this earth. I'm ashamed to say I've not always upheld my end of the bargain, but I still try. A covenant friend helps bear the load of another. A covenant friend covers the nakedness of sin that others would love to gossip about. A friend provides shelter in the emotional storms of life and is like a beacon of light on a stormy night. A friend is steadfast like a rock, and his heart is like a harbor where hurts and fears and doubts can be expressed without fear of rejection. When do you need a friend? In times of pain or in seasons of comfort, in times of joy or in fits of despair, in seasons of health and in seasons of sickness, in moments of laughter and in moments of weeping. Again, a friend loves when? A friend loves at all times. Sometimes a friend just reminds those he loves of who they are. In moments of grief, self-doubt and rejection seem to be two of the biggest lies the enemy sends our way. So one of the best ways to do battle for our friends in such moments is simply to remind them of who God says they are, and to remind them that there is someone who believes in them and wants to be there for them. Someone who believes they can get through this. A friend is often required to walk through the pain and process of loss with those he loves. In that sense, the covenant sense, the pain or loss of my friend is my own pain or loss. Their grief is my grief. Their suffering is my suffering. But that also means their victory and their joy are mine as well. This week's song was written, as I said, for my friend Paul. Even though we've not seen each other for years now, simply due to the stages of life we find ourselves in, I believe he would be there for me in an instant, and I would be there for him as well should the need arise. Now let's take a few minutes and listen to the covenant song and think about how it applies to our own life with our friends, as well as how God's covenant applies to our relationship with him.
Through thick and thin, through stormy weather, in good or bad, or anywhere, my love for you no foe can sever. When you need me, I will be there. Though rich, though poor, though well, though needy, though young, though old, your load I'll bear. I'll fight for you with my heart leading. When you need me, I will be there. And I'll be there like a harbor in a storm on the sea. Like a light in the darkness, I'll be there. And I will hold when you need holding. I will never ever leave. Like a rock, like an anchor, I'll be there. I will be there. In painful loss, in hopeful vision, in times of joy, or in despair. You cannot change my heart's decision. When you need me, I will be there. In health, in life, though sick and dying, through fiery trials you cannot bear, I'll stand with you, laughing or crying. When you need me, I will be there. And I'll be there like a harbor in a storm on the sea, like a light in the darkness, I'll be there. And I will hold when you need holding, I will never ever leave. Like a rock, like an anchor, I'll be there. I will be there. And I'll be there, I'll be believing in you though all others leave. And I pledge to you my love that knows no end. And I will be there in your living when you're dying. I'll be there. Gladly I lay down my life for you, my friend. Count on me, for I'll be there like a harbor in a storm on the sea, like a light in the darkness, I'll be there. And I will hold when you need holding, I will never ever leave. Like a rock, like an anchor, I'll be there. I will be there. I will be there. I will be there.
A friend loves at all times, even when the ones we befriend are not so lovely or lovable, even when those friends lash out and hurt us in the heat of the moment. A friend loves at all times because a true friend loves like Jesus loves. John 15:3 says this, "There is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." Our one true and faithful friend is Jesus. Receive healing from him, cry on his shoulder, and out of your own sorrow and grief, be a vessel of healing to others. While recording this podcast, I was reminded of another very special song about friendship I wrote for my wife several years ago. I'm going to include it at the very end of this week's podcast, so bear with me for another 45 to 60 seconds and you'll hear that other song. It'll be worth your wait. Many years ago, around the year 2000, I recorded that album, Help Me to Remember, as a ministry to those who grieve. And as I've already said, I also wrote a book by the same title. The book, Help Me to Remember, goes through the stories behind the songs in much greater detail than I'm able to share on this podcast. It's a great study on grief and mourning, and it was self-published back in the day. We only have a few hundred of the paperback left in stock, and I'm offering a copy of the book for $7.95 plus shipping and handling. Just call 918-781-1200 and order your copy today. It's just as relevant today as the days in which I wrote it. Be sure and order your copy as soon as possible while we still have them in stock. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. If you'd like an MP3 of today's song, the Covenant song from the recording Help Me to Remember, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember to take the time to remind yourself, God loves you massively, and so do I. And never forget His goodness and comforting presence is with you even in the sorrowful times. You are His son or His daughter. You are a new creation in Christ, and you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who your Father says you are. And let's practice being good friends.
Treasure worth my life too.